Starting Bezus Hashem, Daf Samach Beis, we begin the third to last line, Samach Alf Amid Beis, and at the two dots, the Mishnah was discussing that we're contrasting Pesach with other Zmanim that aren't at fixed times or for a fixed duration, and the Lashon specifically of if a person said Ad versus Ad Sheyeheh. And we said that if this Zman was Kavua, like Pesach, it had a 7-day Yontif, we know what it is. So then, if you say ad, it's ad she'yegia, and if you say, if a person says ad she'yehei, makes a neder saying ad she'yehei, it would mean until it's over. We contrasted that with something that is not zman kavua, like the harvesting season, and we said that it, even if a person says ad she'yehei, that it would only be usher until the harvesting season begins. And then the Mishnah finished off saying that what is considered the start of the harvesting season? What is considered the end of the harvesting season? So we said, what is the start is, if Ache Aschilu, that's when people start to, Lahachnis B'Kakolos, they start to bring in the figs to make them into Kakolos, to make them into cakes, and when is, what's considered the end of the season? So Ache Yabara Kayetz, if a person specifically made an eder until the kayetz meaning the harvesting season for things that are harvested biyad, that's the way we explained it, that's kayetz. So what does that mean? That's ad she yakpilu makutzois, until the knives that they used to use to cut these fig cakes are folded, that would signify the end of the season. So Tana says, the Gemara brings down a brisa ad she yakpilu reva makutzois. Tana, Hukpulu Rav HaMikzois, once the Rav of the knives used for cutting these cakes are folded, then Mutaris Mishum Gezel. So that's clearly the end of the season, which means they're no longer going to be harvesting because they're not making fig cakes anymore. And therefore, the Bailim, the Ran says, are Nisyaishu. The owners are Nisyaish. They give up on the what's left in the field, and they're basically making it Hefker, and therefore, it's Butaris Mishum Gezel. You don't have a Gezel problem, Butaris Mena Maestris, and it's going to be Pater from Maestris, like all Hefker will now be Pater from Maestris. So now we have a story. Rebbe, Reb Yesi, Reb Yehuda, Iklo Lehu Aser. So Rebbe and Reb Yesi, Reb Yehuda were going to a certain place, Bizman Chokulu Reb Anktsais, and in that place, they had finished folding up these knives that were used for cutting the cakes of figs, signifying the season's over. So Rebbe Hava Ka'achol, Rebbe Yesi, Rebbe Yehuda Loyachol. So Rebbe he came across a field. The season was over, which means, like we said, it's Hefker. So Rebbe started eating. Rebbe Yesi, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda was machmer. He didn't want to eat. Also, Marayhun, the Baal HaSadah came, and he said, Amaluhu, Amai Loyachli Rabbanon. Why aren't the Rabbanon eating? Now, a couple things just first. Some brought down in the Sefer New Jersey and says that the reason Rebbe was eating, that of course we're going after Reif, and halachically they were considered hefker, and a person's because we're going to go after the place, and that's what the Gemara is coming to say. Rebbe Yehuda, however, did not want to eat, so he was being machmer on himself. However, Rebbe did not have the luxury of being machmer himself, that people looked to him to be kaveya halacha, and therefore Rebbe felt responsible to actually go ahead and eat from these te'enim because he needed to be kaveh halacha, but once the halacha was already established, Rebbe Yehuda didn't feel compelled. He wanted to be machmer himself, so he didn't eat. So the Baal HaSadah comes and he says to him, how come the Rabbanon are not eating? And the Farshim brings down that Rebbe, by the time the Baal HaSadah came and discovered them, Rebbe had finished eating. So it looked like they were both not eating. Okay, but either way he said, why aren't you eating? Amar lo hamela achli Rabbanon. Hukpalu Rav HaMuktzais. Who? He says, I don't understand. The season's over. The knives were already folded. So go ahead and eat. Still, Rav Yehuda refused to eat. Why? Kasavar Mishum Sinias Milsuhu Dekamar Hadein Gamra. That man was saying it facetiously, meaning he was really upset that yes, the season technically was over, but he wasn't done yet. And therefore, he was basically coming to them and saying, hey, you are about unfinished eating? Why don't you eat all my stuff? And he was coming to say it in a way, sarcastically, facetiously, and really he was upset about it, and therefore, Yesi Rebbe Yehuda did not want to eat. Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Ikla Lahu Asher, Rav Chama Bar Chanina went to a certain place. Again, the knives, most of the folding, the cutting knives were folded. The season was over. He gave his yad l'shame. He gave it to his shamas loyachol. The shamas refused to eat. Amalei, I don't understand. You should be eating. Kachamar le'Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi says Mishum Aviv, It's now considered hefker. There's no gezel issue, and it's potter from meiser. So go ahead and eat. Reb Tarfon. I think the story was Reb Tarfon. Ashkechei. He was discovered, Hahu Gabra, by a certain man, meaning he was discovered by the owner of the field. Again, Reb Tarfon was eating from the field when Reuve of the knives had been folded, so the season was over. He was eating. This man was not happy, so he took a sackcloth, like a bag, sack bag, and put it over his head. Right, so he kidnapped Reb Tarfon. He took him to go ahead and have a word with him down by the riverside. Okay, technically meaning that he wanted to throw him in the river. He was very upset that this guy was eating his stuff. So Reb Tarfon said to, basically remarked out loud, Tarfon, this guy's going to kill you. Shema hu gavra, this man heard. So he realized that this is Reb Tarfon, the Arak. And he ran away. Okay, meaning he realized that he had kidnapped Reb Tarfon. He didn't want any part of that. And therefore, he went ahead, dropped Reb Tarfon, and ran away. So, what happened? Amar Reb Avoh, Mishor Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, Kol Yomo Shal Isa Tzadik, for the rest of Reb Tarfon's life, Hayo Mitzar Al Dover Zeh. He was Mitzar on this Maisa. Amar, he said, Odli Shanish Tamshi the Kisar Shal Terah. Woe is to me that I use the Kesar, the crown of the Terah, meaning I use the Terah for my own personal benefit. Amar Rab Bar Chanan Reb Yechon, and Kol Mishtamash B'Kisar Shal Terah. Anybody who uses the Kesar of the Terah, meaning the Terah for his benefit, Ne'akar Min Ha'olam, we'll get uprooted from the world. Kavachimer. We're learning Kavachimer now. And we'll have to see some of the specifics of the story, why it was considered Nishtamish. Kisr Shotar, the Gemara, we'll get into it. So, but first we're going to learn a Kavachimer from Belshazzar. Ma Belshazzar Shnishtamish B'Klei Kodesh, that Belshazzar used the Klei Kodesh, Shena'asu Klei Chol, even after they had become Chol. They lost their Kedusha. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvo Ba Pritzim B'Chilulua. The Pritzim came, and they were Mechalol the Kelim. Even Shepertum Nasu Chol, as soon as they had breached, they came to the Heichal Nasu Chol, yet Ne'akar Min Ha'olam, Belshazzar was killed. The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Ba'Belel Yakatel Belshazzar, that night Belshazzar was killed. Hamishtamish B'Kisar Shel Torah, somebody who used the Kesar of the Torah, Shu Chai V'Kayim, it never is Nischal, Shchai V'Kayim L'Olam, Alachas Kama V'Kama, of course he's going to be in trouble. So first, let's just discuss this for a second. The Yaivitz asks a question, and really this is brought down based on, there's a Gemara, Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, that there is no Mi'ila, Ein Mi'ila El Achem Mikdashim El Klisharis. Okay, so what we're saying is that Ein, if it's Ein Mi'ila Achem Mi'ila, that means that Klisharis are not Yetzel L'chulik. So how do you have this idea here that Klisha Aretz Yetzer L'Chulin? And really they're discussing, and the Baal Amar comes to discuss this, that the question is, it's really going off in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah and Beis Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, Mizrachas Tefanis Bagonzu Beis Chashmonai, then in the Lishkas Mizrachas Tefanis, that the Beis Chashmonai hid, as Avnei HaMizbeach, Sheshaktu Anshe Yavon. The Avnei HaMizbeach, that the Anshe Yavon, which had defiled. Okay, and Amar Rashesh Shachtu Avodah Zarah, Amar Rav Papa. Okay, what's the Pasuk? And it's actually quoting our Pasuk. So even on Zeis Chanukah, we have this daf with the same Pasuk, that when it's quoted somewhere else, so here we're referring to it as being Mechalo, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Belshazzar. However, the Pasuk in Avodah Zarah refers to the Abni, uses this Pasuk, Amar Rav Papa, Hasam Kra Ashbach V'Darsh, Ubo Uba Pritzim Mechal Lua. That the Rav Papa is coming to say that we do find that the Avnei Mizbeach could be considered Chilulua, okay, that is the Pasuk Bo Pritzim Chilulua, referring to the, in the times of the Chashmonaim, the Ibanim came. Now, going back to the question, so if there is Inila Achamila Ala Klishare, so we see that they don't lose their Kedusha just by a guy using it, so how do they lose their Kedusha? So the Baal Amar answers that we're not talking about the klisharis themselves. The Aksum klisharis, you're right, could not lose their kedusha. However, We're talking about other kelim that were used by the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what we're referring to. We're not referring to the actual kli sharis used in the avodah. However, Rashi, and really the agreeing with the Ramban in Machamas, Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, Uvo v'prit v'chalu, on this very pasuk, mikan she'nichnesu akum lehechel, so when mikivan she'nichnesu akum lehechel, once the goyim came into the hechel, so then yatsu kelav l'chulin. Okay, again, at the times of the Chashmonaim, they, since they came into the hechel, it automatically, so that's true on maybe on an individual level, that you can't take it out of the Kedusha. But once the Gaim came in, the Nechnas to the Hechel, the Yavanim came into the Nechnas to the Hechel, the times of the Chashmonaim, so then all automatically, they all lost, for a separate reason, they all lost their Kedusha as Klei Sharis, as an individual use. So that is another answer to this idea of how the Klei Sharis became Chulin. However, incredibly, this pasuk, like we said, is quoted in the Avodah Zarah, discussing the chiluah that happened, nechnesu bapritzim that happened at the time of the Chashmonaim, and that's what the pasuk is referring to. And we have this pasuk in our Gemara on Zeis Hanukkah. But anyways, let's move forward. So Rav Tarfon was upset at himself. He said that if the kli sharis, however they were, even when they were yatsu l'chulin, however that happened, so again, that Baal Shatzar, he used them, got killed. So for sure, what was sort of Tarfon, what was to me, he was saying, remarking about himself, about the fact that he used the Kisr Shul Torah, and the fact that he was from Tarfon, to get out of a sticky situation, and to get avoided by this kid, to get saved, to escape from his kidnapping by the Baal HaSada. So the question is like this, Rav Tarfon, Zok de Gemara, Kiven Dechi Achal. When was he eating? That was Tehuk Bulu Rav HaMukutzayis Haba. So it was already after the season was over, and like we said, we quoted Rishon Rav Yossi, the Gemara quoted a couple of brises, and at that time it was already mutter to eat. It was already considered hefker. So Amai Tzareahu Gavra. So why was this guy kidnapping? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dohahu Habu Gandhi Le Ande Kulishasa. This is because it was a backstory over here, that this Baal HaSada had a theft problem the entire season. The Kinan, the Ashkech, the Lord of Tarfon. So finally, he comes to his field, and he sees a guy eating from his stuff. Yeah, the season's over, but he automatically assumed the Lord of Tarfon was the Ganav. Savar Hainu the Ganavim. So the Gemara says, okay, Ihachi, I might see your Nafshe. So why was Rav Tarfon beating himself up for using the Kisra Shul Torah? And the way the Ram explains the question is like this, that if we can maybe understand where if Rav Tarfon was caught eating a few figs in the field, that he should have paid for those few figs. If they, once he got caught, quote unquote caught, instead of saying he's the great Rav Tarfon, say, look, I'll just pay you for the figs that I ate. So the Gemara is saying that the problem here was that he had trying to understand that if this guy had a theft problem, so essentially his whole yield, whatever he produced for the whole season, at a tremendous amount of money, the Rav Tarfon would have been on the hook for. So the Gemara is saying, okay, well, so Amai Tzir Nafshe, why was Rav Tarfon upset? He was in a really bad situation. It wasn't just a matter of paying a couple dollars to get out of it. This guy thought that Rav Tarfon was the one who had stole from him the entire season. So the Gemara says, Mishum Rav Tarfon Asher Gadol Hava. Rav Tarfon was an Asher Gadol. He was a very wealthy man. He could have just paid that amount of money, but Habalad Fais Bidami. He should have just paid him off. Now we're going to see in a moment, the Gemara is going to discuss that a Talmud Chachamim is allowed to announce himself. So really, when we look at this versus, you know, we look at Rav Tarfon, what Rav Tarfon did here, we're saying that all he did was announce himself, and yet Rav Tarfon was beating himself up about the fact that he was in a shamish because of Shul Torah. Now, if a Talmud Chacham is allowed to announce himself so that he gets the proper covenant, so what was the issue over here? Why should he have had to pay a lot of? Why did Rav Tarfon feel that he should have paid for the entire season's worth of quote unquote theft that he didn't do just to avoid using the Kisra Shul Torah? And the answer, the Ran really says this, and he says this is the difference. Yes, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to announce himself to make sure he gets the Kavod as a Talmud Chacham for the Kavod HaTorah purpose. But over here, it would have been, Rav Tarfon essentially used the Torah to get out of paying the money. Meaning that the guy, yes, he dropped Rav Tarfon because he was the great Rav Tarfon, but as far as he was concerned, he thought Rav Tarfon was still a goner. And therefore, Rav Tarfon essentially ended up using the Kisra Shel Torah to get out of a debt. That's different than establishing kavod, or get out of something that otherwise would have been in the eyes of this guy. The eyes of this guy, the reason why he let Rav Tarfon go wasn't because he assumed Rav Tarfon didn't steal it, but he assumed Rav Tarfon was the one who was stealing it, but okay, he's a Talmud Chacham, so I'm not gonna bother him. So that is the Nishtamash Kesel Shel Torah, and the way the Ran says it is that he used, it says, Mihu Davka Bechiyah Gavnehu Da'asur Mishu Da'hu Gavra Adayim Haya Choshdai. The Baal Sada was still chushing him, the Ran says. The only reason he let Rav Tarfon go was for the cover of the Torah. But again, if you're not trying to get out of paying, quote, get out of paying something, or in the eyes of the, you're just going to announce it so that you get the proper cover as a cover of Torah from the Talmud Chacham, that's not a problem. The problem here is that the guy still thought Rav Tarfon was the one who actually stole him. He just wasn't going to collect him. He wasn't going to kidnap him, take him down to the river to collect on that because he was the great Rav Tarfon, but not because he didn't think he was owed it. Tanya is up to Gemara, Lahavas Hashem Lakechel Deshmaya B'Kol Davka Bay. So what is the pasuk quoting? Lahavas Hashem Lakechel Deshmaya B'Kol, to listen to the voice of Davka Bay. Shleimer Adam Ekra, person shouldn't say, I will learn, I will read, Sheikra, any Chacham. Different types of learning, referring to the different types of kavod that comes along with it. Again, so don't learn for the kavod. A person should learn out of the love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the safe kavod love, and then at the end the kavod will come. Shinema, where do we see that the proper kavod will follow somebody who does it for the right reason? Shinema, kishrim alatz b'aisecha, tie it on your fingers, kasvim aluach libecha. Okay, write it on the tablet. Luach libecha, write it on your heart. And what does it say about the Torah? That its ways are pleasant. Meaning that the Torah will make sure that whatever is supposed to happen is supposed to happen. We see that it is an Eitz Chaim for those that are mechazik Torah, and those that support Torah will be mu'ushar, will be rewarded. Again, so the idea here that we see that the reward for Torah is self-fulfilling. And a person, if he does it for the right reasons, he'll get rewarded. Do things for your Po'alam, for your Maker. Meaning, do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, the deeper Bahem Lishmam. And speak in the words of Torah, Lishma, Al Ta'asim Atara. Don't make the Torah into an Atara, into a crownless God of Bahem, to be raised up, to be made great by it, through it. Don't use it as a tool to achieve recognition and greatness. I'll pass him kurdam liyes oderbay, and don't make the Torah into a hammer to make a living out of it. Meaning that a person shouldn't use the Torah, shouldn't view the Torah opportunistically as a way to make, you know, if a person's learning, so of course he has to get supported. If a person's learning, that's of course the ikar. But what we're saying is don't turn the Torah into an opportunistic tool to use it as a way to make money. The kal v'chomer. We see this as a kal v'chomer rabashat tzahar, so similar to what Rav Tarfon had quoted. Rabashat shel nishtamash ela b'kli kodesh. Belshazzar only used a klei kodesh that had already been nishalal, turned into a klei kol, and yet ne'akar ben oivam. Mishnah shukesh shel Torah achas kam kamo. Amar Rava. Okay, so here we see the caveats. Shari le inish le uduye nafshe ba'asur de la yavile. That yet, even though we said a Talmud Chacham is not allowed, you're not allowed to use the Torah as a tool to right as opportunistically still. Surely initially that a person is allowed to make himself known that, hey, I'm a Talmud Chacham. So we see Eliyahu did this. Eliyahu showed up in a place and he made himself known. He said, Bavadecha Yeras Hashem Min Urav, that I feared Hashem from when I was very young. Elakashad Rav Tarfon. So what was the problem with Rav Tarfon? Where says the Asher Gadol Hava? Since he was an Asher Gadol, as we explained, again, he should have paid off the money, because there, it seemed like Rav Tarfon, to the Baal Asada, it seemed like Rav Tarfon was using his name, was making himself known, to get out of paying the money, because this guy thought he was the person who was actually the one that was robbing, Rav Tarfon was the one that was robbing his field the whole season. Rava asked the following steer. It says, so it says a person should self-announce. Uchsev, halucha zar v'loy picha. Let somebody else do it. Don't halucha, when we have to establish your credentials, let somebody else do it. Zar, not you, v'loy picha, not your mouth. So the Gemara says, what's the steer? Do you self-announce your greatness or not? The Gemara says, it depends. Ha, ba'asra, diyadilei. That's if they already know you, so then of course, you don't need to continue to sing your own praises. Ha, ba'asra, diyadilei. However, if nobody knows who you are, so then again, that's a kavod Torah thing, a person should establish themselves. Amar Rava. Shara le tzorim rabbanon le mimar tzorim rabbanon. A tzorim rabbanon is allowed to say that I am a tzorim rabbanon. Shavuli tigray bereisha. So I want you to don my case first. And that's what the Mefarish learns. He says, "Etimu dine v'shalachirim." So put me to the front of the docket. Why? Bishvil kavod terasi. It's a kavod teri issue. The Rosh says differently. He says that it's because he says paskuli dini kideshaloi is batal melamud. It's a bittul teri issue. So either way, it's either a kavod teri issue or a bittul teri. The point is that if a person is when a person's going in front of Bezdin, and he has all these cases. The Bezdin has, a bunch of cases to decide. A person's allowed to say, "I'm a Talmid Chacham. Take care of my case first." The Chassid Bnei David Kainim Hayu Ma Kayin. That we see that Bnei David, who were Talmid Chachamim Kainim Hayu, they were considered Kainim. In what respect? In what regard? Ma Kayin Neitel Bereish. Just like a Kayin gets to take first. How about the Talmid Chacham Neitel Bereish? A Kayin Min Alam. Where do we know that a Kayin takes first? The Chassid is as Pasuk says. The Kidash Tay. Pasuk says that we should sanctify, right? We should make the Kaihanim Kaddish, Ki Eslechem Alekecha Hu Makriv, because they, the Kaihanim, are responsible for bringing the Karbanis V'tanim V'rishma, all the Kiddash Le, what does it mean, the Kiddash Le, the Chol Davar Shev Kedusha, for any Davar Shev Kedusha, that they should go first. Liftayach Rishayim, that they should Kriyas HaTorah, they should get the first Aliyah, okay, look first to save the Torah, Levarech Rishayim, and Berchas HaMazayim, they should come first, and they should get first choice. Okay, so anytime they're going to split something with Yisrael, the kayin should be afforded the first crack. Amar Rava. Shari le tzorim rabbanon, the name la yavina akarga. And a tzorim rabbanon is allowed to say, I'm not going to pay the head tax. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, menad balu b'halach, leshalit lemirma aleihin. And these are referring to different taxes. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, menad zu manas hamelech, that's portions of the king. That is referring to different sudais and portions that would have to be given to the king. A balu zu kesef gogalta, that is referring, again, to menad balu v'halach, so that is talking about the head tax. V'halach zu arnoina, that is the arnoina tax, that is some other tax, that different types of taxes that they had. And the Rush actually spells this out. He says that this is talking about in times of Kurish. Kurish no pras, siva, shalay yishalu mas l'anche kinesis hagadela. So he established that the anche kinesis hagadela don't have to pay the taxes. So the kivan shimin adin potter, shari le lunemar kide shalay yitzlum amayne. So therefore, you're allowed to say this to potter yourself. Okay? And again, he says, the Rush says that what is the manas hamelach, right? The three different ones, that one is on the karka, so one's a real estate tax, one is a behema tax, and one is a head tax. But either way, a person's allowed to go ahead to get out of paying the taxes. A person, Tzorim Rabbanon, is allowed to say, look, I'm one of those. And this is a much bigger chiddush. And that a person can say, Tzorim Rabbanon can say, I am Abda Denura, that I am a member of the clergy, referring to. And the Ran says, "V'chi kamer tzorim rabbanon rabusa kamer." That filu tzorim rabbanon shari le demeimar. That even a tzorim rabbanon who is a talmud chacham is allowed to say that I'm a member of the clergy, because the way they're going to take that is, oh, this guy's a priest. He's something for Avodah Zarah. So, and therefore they're going to pater from the taxes. So he's allowed to give off even the tzorim rabbanon is allowed to give off the impression that he's saying that he is a priest. Okay, by saying he's a member of the clergy, because he's part of the Tzorim Rabbanon, he's part of the Rabbin. My time, Olav Ruchi Arye Mine Ka'amar, because he's not directly benefiting from Avodah Zarah, but rather it's just considered Avruchi Ari, meaning he's getting the lion, removing the lion off his property. Like we saw this concept, we're familiar with Avriach Ari in regards to Hana by Nidarim. So it comes back over here again that he's just removing a potential loss, he's not actually gaining. Ravashi Haba Le'ahu Abba. Ravashi had a forest. Zavna lebein nu'ura. So he sold it for firewood, meaning for Avodah Zarah.
So he sold it to the church. He said, "What do you mean? How could you sell it as firewood to the church? They're going to use it. They knew it. They're going to use it in their base of the Zara." So Amalei said, "Rav Eitzim La'asakan Nimu, Rav Eitzim La'asakan." And therefore, as the Ram explains, we could say that this is, he's actually sold it for heter purposes. There's no, I sold it as fuel, as firewood. I didn't sell it as specific to be used by the Zara. Let's move on to the next Mishnah. So we've discussed that if a person makes a nether, based on the Lashon, Ad, Achiyehe, depends if it's fixed or not. And what we left it was that if a person makes a nether saying, even Achiyehe, to something that isn't a fixed Zman, something that's not like Pesach, meaning that's like a harvesting season, so then you're only going to be Aser until the season starts. Now the question is, what is considered the start of the season? So if a person says, Chayim Yayin, for instance, Zak the Mishnah Ad HaKatzir, until the harvesting, so what does that mean? What are we referring to when we say harvesting? Actually, Yaskalam Liktar Kitzir Chitin. That would mean when the people start to harvest Chitin of a like Kitzir Sur. Doesn't mean Kitzir Sur. Standard would be wheat and not barley. But, however, Hakol Lefi Makom Nidre. So it's a major caveat that it also tells that that's the standard based on the Lashon Mishnah. But it also depends on whatever the standard is in that place. So if the harvest begins with sa'irin in the place, with barley, so then the beginning of the harvesting season would be actually barley. Imhaya bahar, if it's on a mountain, bahar, imhaya bebeka, bebeka. Okay, again, the times would be different based on it's on the har or beka. It would be earlier on the har, it's more exposed later on the beka. Ara geshamin. Now if a person makes a nether, he's not going to drink wine until geshamin, or achayu agichamin. Either way, and like the Ran explains, again, when it's something that doesn't come at a fixed time, or for a fixed duration, so then it doesn't really matter whether you say ad or ad sheyiyu. Either way, it's going to be up until it begins, but not including any part of the season. So the point is, if you say whether it's ad hagshamim or ad sheyiyu hagshamim, either way, it's until the season starts. What's considered the start of the rainy season? Ad sheterid reviyashmiya. It's the second one, meaning that we look at the three rains. The first one isn't considered the start of the season yet. It's not until it actually rains, the second rains of the season come, but rather it is until the time of the second rains. And we'll discuss this in Mirtu Shemor tomorrow. The person says, until I'm not going to drink wine until after the rainy season. So what does that mean? Nisan Kula. Giver Meir says it's the end of Nisan. It doesn't mean Nisan, but rather it means until Pesach passes. Zakta Gemara Tanya. Bryces is a neder ad hakayitz. So if a person makes a neder until the kayitz, meaning the harvesting season, the galil, the yared la'amakim, and then he goes down to amakim, so he goes to a different place. Afa pisha he giya hakayitz ba'amakim, even though in the place that he's at, it is now the kayitz, still, usher, he's going to be usher, he's going to go out to kayitz ba'galil. He's going to have to go after the season, the harvesting season of where he made the nether. Okay, so that's what we're saying, that it's based on the location that you made the nether, not where you are at the time if it's harvesting, if it is a harvesting season where you're at, but rather it's where we go after the place that you actually made the nether. So we'll just quickly review. We started with, based off of the last Mishnah, he said that if a person makes a nether achi yavar akayitz, and that means ad or achi yehei means until it starts, but achi yavar akayitz until the cutting season, referring to the cutting of the figs, so that what's considered the end of the season in regards to cutting figs, achi yachpilu am tzois. We said until the knives are cut, and we said that roiv of the knives, what does it mean? The knives are cut, the cutting knives are folded, so what's considered the end of the season? When rave of the cutting knives, not even if not all, then when we saw that at that point the Bryce said it's Mutter Mishav Gezel and the Petruch of Meister, we had the story with Rebbe and Yossi Berg Yehuda. They went to one place where Rebbe ate, and Yossi didn't want to. Even when they egged him on, the Baal HaSadda said, "I don't understand, everything has been folded." He took it as the Baal HaSadda was being facetious and therefore refused to eat. He said, Rav Chama went to a place and he ate, and his shamans refused to eat, so he said, Yishmael said that it'd be allowed to eat, now go ahead and eat. Okay, and we had the story was with Tarfon, that he was eating in the field, and some guy came, and the Baal Sada came, and he kidnapped him. He thought that he had had a theft problem, Baal Sada, the entire season. He thought that Tarfon was the one. And Tarfon dropped his own name. He said, "Oh, Lord, woe is to me, Rav Tarfon," and the guy let him go. And he said that Rav Tarfon was in Star Koyama, that he was Mishnamish, Bekisr Shal Teira. He went through various explanations that he should have paid the guy off. Okay, yet, despite that, and he made a call from Balshatzar, but despite that, we said that really a person is allowed to announce himself as a Talmud Chacham, Rava said, in regards to, and that, you know, also to either just to announce himself so he's known, and we said, the Tzomer Rabbanon can say, "I'm a Tzomer Rabbanon, please pass him my din first." Okay, we learned that from Bnei David, which we call Talmud Chacham, we view them as Kehanim, Bnei David Kehanim. That Talmud Chacham is allowed to go first, like a Kohen is supposed to go first. And we said that Talmud Chacham is allowed to basically name drop, say that he's a Talmud Chacham, to get out of paying certain taxes for the Melech. And not only that, we said Chiddush was even able to say that he is a member of the clergy. We said it's just in the, even though it gives off the impression that he's saying that he is somebody from a desert, it's like, it's not considered having enough from a desert because it's just Mavriya Harid, and we had the story with Ravashi, who sold wood, eitzim, as fuel, and even though it was going, he knew that it was going to the base of Avodah Zarah, still he said, since standard is for fuel, wood for fuel, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. And then we just ended off with a new Mishnah saying that we wanted to know what is considered Ad HaKatzer, what is considered the beginning of the harvesting season, and we said that is when everybody starts to cut chitin, although we basically said it goes based on the place of your neder. Okay, meaning, so if standard harvesting season began in barley, in the place where you made your nether, so then it wouldn't be Ketzar Chitin, but rather it would be Ketzar Sa'irin. And we said that, again, if he makes a nether in one place and then he goes to another place, you have to go based on the place where you made your nether. When does the season start that a person would be usher, for instance, to drink the wine, if the nether was not to drink wine, until the season starts in the place where he made the nether, not where he's currently at.